Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
How can people contact us?
Well, we have an awesome Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So I was thinking about this the other day. There's a lot of weird terms that we're now learning, and when BJ learns them, he will not shut the hell up.
Yeah, on fleek, yo.
That is such an old term. Does anybody ever use those? You are old now for saying it.
Yes, I still use it.
Yeah, you're old.
No, I'm not.
You're old. Accept it.
No.
But one of these terms, I love listening to young people. They're like, oh my God, that's so extra. And it took me a minute to figure it out. I mean, I know what it means.
Extra is getting old too now.
Yeah. But
just kidding. I say extra all the time.
You're getting old. Another reminder. So for those who don't know, when someone says, oh my God, you're being extra, what does that mean? According to Urban Dictionary, it means over the top, excessive, dramatic behavior, way too much.
Mm-hmm. You're being a lot.
Just being a lot of over the topness.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, I don't think. You know, if someone has their makeup done with a lot of glitter or sparkles or something, that could be called really extra, but it could look dope. It could look on fleek, but it's just extra, you know?
I mean, there's just a lot of different things that could be counted as
sometimes
extra.
It's not a good thing. So you really got to suss out the situation.
So I thought I found a bunch of stories and things that I'm like, oh, this is very extra.
Yes. Am I in any of these stories?
Just kidding. No, but it made me think too, like, we'll have to think about this. Like, keep this in the back of your mind. Like, what is something that you do that is extra? The first thing I found was this article, and it was hard for me to wrap my brain around. I didn't want to, like, judge too much, but I have a hard time.
Dude, we all judge.
I'm like, it's one of those, like, you do whatever the hell you want to do. Is this affecting my life? No, it isn't.
I'm still judging the hell out of you.
Why would you do this? And there's some things I'm like, Vicky, maybe you just don't understand, but I think this is just too much. And I feel like people are going to agree with me.
Okay.
So apparently a new trend right now is women who are about to give birth apply their makeup, and not just any makeup. It's not like a little concealer or a little mascara or curling. It is like full on contouring. And if you don't know what that is, YouTube it and you're going to be like, have your mind blown, because it's just so many layers of makeup to get this perfect like Kim Kardashian look.
So do they like go into labor and then they're like, wait a second?
Yeah. So apparently they're prepping for the camera as they're going through, you know, contractions and stuff. But they apparently did a study on Cosmetify and revealed that 64% of women ages 18 to 31 get beauty treatments before going into labor, which include hair removal, which I'm guessing like waxing
like
legs
down
and down there, like I'm guessing mustache. Another 57% say they get a manicure.
Huh.
43% say pedicure. See, that one seems a little bit more passable, because if you're 9 months pregnant about to pop, your ankles are swollen.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you needed some pampering, cool.
But I guess if you're taking pictures of your newborn and stuff, your hands and fingers are going to be in
the pictures.
Yeah, see,
that's why I'm like, pedicure makes sense.
And I'm like, manicure makes sense.
I'm like, But I mean, is it or is that extra? Does it make sense for normal pregnancy, or does it make sense for somebody who's being extra? Because honestly, if I am 9 months pregnant, I am uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, but you might want to get your nails done.
I might, if it's going to make me comfortable, but at the same time, like, the people that are wanting to, like, make sure my nails are nice
for the pictures. If you're doing it just for the pictures, that's a little extra.
That's, yeah. 37% say they get a spray tan.
That is extra.
Like, why?
Except I've never gotten a tan, so if I did that, it would be really
weird.
Yeah.
Well, apparently 32% they'd get a blow dry cut or styling. So if you're like, oh, the contractions are coming, you'll go get your hair styled before.
I would never think of that.
No. I mean, I think it'd be nice to go have somebody wash your hair for you. Like, that's a nice treat.
But I feel like you'd want it out of your face when you're giving birth.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like sweating, your hair sticking to your face.
So here's a nice little thing. I don't know if you knew about this, about pregnancy. So because you're taking all these vitamins and doing all these things, and your body is just usually like, you're glowing and everything, your hair soap, like, it's super nice and strong and thick and nice.
But then when you have the kid, right?
Your hair sheds like crazy. You lose a crap ton of hair. So that's why I always thought when women had babies and they chop their hair off, I always thought, oh, it's because the babies are going to pull the hair. It's because their hair falls out a lot and they need to cut it.
That really sucks.
So heads up, which honestly, you can shed half your head of hair, Sarah, and you'd still have a full mane.
That's like, true. I have a lot of hair.
Freaking jealous.
I may or may not caught part of it on fire the other day, but it's good. No one notices because I got so much of it. Did smell like burnt hair, though.
Yeah. So I mean, like, maybe if somebody wanted to do it before and they happen to go into labor, but they're like, oh, I'm about to go into labor, I need to make sure my hair looks good, then that's extra. Again.
Yeah, the hair to me is extra. I know the makeup thing. If you just first say it, it's very like, what the hell? But if you think of like, you take pictures of the baby, then you take pictures of the mom and the baby.
Right.
And then the dad, the mom, the baby. Like,
it's just like, I don't.
Those pictures are going to be forever and they're all not over everywhere.
I mean.
Especially nowadays. So I could get like, I'm not necessarily this person because I can go natural.
Like, because you and I right now, we're not wearing makeup.
I got a little eyeshadow on. But I can like wake up and go to the store with no makeup and do this and that, everything. Mm. Like my whole life without, like, it doesn't.
Revolve around
affects
my makeup.
Me, but there are a bunch of people and some of my friends who I don't even know if I've ever seen them without makeup. They're like that extra when it comes to that. So I could assume that they would have a full face of makeup when they give birth, because if they don't and there's a picture and that's the first time anyone's seeing them without makeup and it goes everywhere, they're gonna be like, oh, your baby's cute, but are you feeling okay?
I mean, you have to have a really good thing of makeup and make sure, because you're gonna be sweating, because actual pushing takes hours sometimes.
The makeup nowadays and the setting spray and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going nowhere.
But, like, I'm seeing a picture of one of the gals. She has, like, full-on cameras.
Does it look weird?
Like, she's got cameras and she's got a bunch of makeup going on. So I'm thinking she's actually, like, a beauty blogger. So in my head, I'm like, well, make content while you're waiting for the kid to pop.
Right.
Like, sure, give you something to do.
I mean, I watch Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2 and stuff, and the 16 and pregnant, and you like see them actually give birth. And a lot of them, I don't even know, maybe one or two have makeup, but the rest of them don't. And that is being filmed and aired, they are looking crazy. So I would understand if they would put makeup on.
The thing, though, too, is what I hear, because I've never given birth. And as far as
you
I know, you haven't.
Actually, Vicky, just kidding.
That giant burrito turd you had the other day does not count.
Are you sure? I think it does.
So what I understand is like people are like, so one of the things that happen when you give birth is because you're pushing so much and they tell you not to eat while you're in labor.
This is my worst nightmare.
Is that you're going to make a number two in front of everyone.
My worst nightmare.
But the thing is, when you are in that moment, you're experiencing those contractions. They're getting stronger and they're getting more frequent. They're like limited.
You don't even know.
You are just so over it. All modesty is out the window. If like a bunch of doctoral students come in to learn. And you're there with everything hanging out.
No. If there was someone who was like, hey, there's going to be, do you mind if there's like a team or even one person shadowing while you give birth? I'd be, yes, I do mind. Absolutely not. No, I want my doctor, me,
the
my
husband.
Man, maybe the mom. I don't even know if I want moms in there. I don't even know.
I would want my mom there.
I don't know.
But you don't care because all you're thinking about, let me get this thing out of me splitting me in two.
They would ask when you were like, not like that. And I'd be like, no.
Unless, what if they're doing rounds? They're like, hey, you're 8 centimeters. We need to show them. You're like, oh my God, I don't give a crap.
I'd be like, get the F out of here, everyone.
But I'm looking at all these pictures. A lot of these are beauty influencers that are doing this. Like one of her name is Dana Chavez. And she's contouring and her doing her eyebrows. And it's like, I am that extra ass mom. So this is why I've been gone for so long. If you guys care to notice, I'm officially a mommy. But she was sitting there doing her makeup with all her brushes. They have their cameras.
Hey, if they're like still, like if they're not in that much pain and they're just like waiting to give birth and they got time on their hands and they're like doing makeup, why not? Like, I think that's impressive. She's not dying.
No. I mean, there's some people that do stuff that's why I said, I'm like, it's kind of hard to judge because if it's helping you cope with the pain.
Yeah. Or distract you.
Right. My friend, she was playing Cards Against Humanity when she was in labor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just like, it's something to distract you. Like, there's people that are sitting there like, hey, let me do my makeup. Let me hang out. And they have all these different brushes, more brushes than I do when I'm doing makeup to go out.
Oh, I bet.
But it's just like, it doesn't even look natural. It looks very caked on in some of these pictures. Like, even...
She looks like good, though.
She
like,
looks
it's
good.
A lot of makeup, My but
thing,
like...
But here's the thing. If you're doing all these makeup because you're trying to look really, really sexy, or not sexy, really beautiful in these pictures, you're not going to be under the best of lighting anyways. You're not going to look flattering because you need to bring in your ring light. You need to have this
up. She still looked good than most parents giving birth. And like when she's going to smile with her child, she's going to look better than
98%. But she's obviously posing. She's not like enjoying the moment. She's like, okay, is my face up? Tilt. You know, she's posing, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I'm just saying it's extra.
It's very extra.
That is all.
But I would say if she probably has a million, jillion, trillion followers and all that stuff, that like I totally get it.
I mean,
she wants to like post a picture of her giving birth. She wants to post a picture of her and her baby.
One girl, hashtag labor lashes. She's got these big old fake lashes.
And I guess she doesn't want to get criticized and shamed for the way she looks without makeup, especially if she's a beauty blogger. So
that,
I totally get
that
it.
That on top of it, if anybody dares shame a woman on how she looks like when she's giving birth, she doesn't look perfect. You are the worst kind of person.
Have you met people on the internet?
I know, but it's just like, I feel like a lot of people would jump to her defense.
Maybe, but I also think a lot of people would, if she looks terrible, like if her whole thing especially is beauty blogging and she looks like complete crap,
I think
like,
now,
and she posts it on her social media sites.
Nowadays, like you, what do you have to, like how bad do you have to look for someone to call you out after you have just given birth and spent that many hours pushing and in labor? It doesn't, like, I would never look at a beauty, like, or any celebrity. It's like, oh my God, you don't look perfect right now. What are you? You're a gross human being.
Yeah, but you're actually, like, a nice person, too. And you don't say anything really negative.
Exactly. But if people are following beauty bloggers, especially if they're all women, they're all going to be like, no, like, I don't look like her half the time. So, screw you guys.
I've had women tear me down before.
And same here.
Online. Yeah. So, I don't think that, like, it wouldn't.
But because they did tear you down, how many people jumped to your defense?
Two of my friends.
Like, I remember there was a post once and I was livid. Somebody was giving you crap on the KISW Instagram.
Was it a girl though?
I think so.
Oh.
And I was just so pissed. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to call her out. I'm going to freaking send
did that.
And I didn't just because I'm like, okay, work. But then I started monitoring it and I'm like, and I think I commented something very like work appropriate. I'm just like, wow, that was not necessary. I just said something like that. Sometimes saying that instead of you're a dick. It hurts more, not hurts more, but it makes them like, oh.
They're like, oh, they saw that? Oh,
like, it's just like,
kidding.
Oh, I look like it. Like, because if people feed off, like, if you fight back, they feed off that.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know what? That was unnecessary and that was rude. They're like, oh.
Well, yeah. Yes, yeah.
But like, I remember watching all the comments and people were just attacked.
I think that was a dude.
I feel like it was a girl because I think there was one other occasion there was a woman and I looked at her profile and I was so mad, and she had a daughter in her picture, like a little girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how dare you say this about another woman when you have a daughter? Are you going to raise her in this environment too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I mean, and I don't really have that many followers or anything. So the fact that I even get, like, backlash, like, I feel like if she's a beauty blogger with a lot of followers, but bitches are mean, dudes are mean.
I feel like for every one person, you're going to have 100 people defending her.
And what do you usually remember? The bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying
comments.
I'm not saying that she's not going to remember that, but I'm just like, I feel like at that point, I'm like, I just gave birth, bitches. I don't care.
She obviously still does care.
Yeah.
So.
But again, is it extra? Very much so.
Yeah.
Should you not do it? As long as your doctor's cool with it, I don't care.
As long as the baby comes out healthy. Yeah.
Right.
As long as they're not like, hey, you need to push now. You need to like stop with your mascara.
There is another thing that I had saw recently, and I didn't really know how I felt about this.
Okay.
And it says a high school has a new dress code for parents.
Oh.
And it's being called discriminatory.
I saw this on the news, I think.
Yeah, it was weird. So this happened in Houston and they implemented a new dress code for the parents. So parents are no longer permitted on school grounds wearing satin caps or bonnets, which I think is like satin caps. I think it's you wear your hair rollers and you put the little cap on it.
Okay. So it's not for showers necessarily.
No.
Like a shower cap kind of.
No, because I don't think you would use satin caps for the shower. But they also say you're not allowed to wear hair rollers.
Oh, what? That's so old school, though.
Right. Like you put on a hair roller, you put your little, you know, either a shower cap or like the little bandana.
Yeah. Tighten in a knot.
No pajamas and no leggings.
What? That's like, that is my.
Right.
What is it? Dress. Code.
That is your. That is your.
That is my
wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Thank you. Yes. That is my wardrobe.
That is your day to day look. And it's like anything revealing, such as low cup tops, sagging pants, short shorts, or dresses that are up to your behind, are also banned. So this makes me think that leggings are also banned at the school. And the thing I hate is like I know there was a while back there was also. It was viral. This mom went to university to see her son, and she wrote a letter to the university asking women to stop wearing leggings in front of boys.
Ew, what is wrong with
people? Here's the thing. And it's like what pisses me off. And people are like, well, guys get, you know, all hot and bothered when they see certain things. I'm like, yes. And I'm not saying that it's wrong that you're getting hot or, you know, that you're getting turned on by a girl who's wearing leggings.
Tight.
Or a tank top, okay? If you get aroused, I think we need to be okay. Like, look, you're going to be aroused. It's how you react and what you do when you're aroused. Like, well, guys don't know what they're doing when they're... I'm like, that is a BS comment because they do.
Yeah, and they can figure it out.
We need to teach them, like, look, it is not okay to make comments. It's like if a girl you don't know is wearing leggings, you're like, nice ass. It's like, how is that respectful? How, instead of sitting here condemning women, you should wear those leggings. How about as a mother, you teach your son to not treat women this way and not be derogatory?
See, that's weird is because I don't have a problem with the nice ass thing.
But it's
like,
not.
To
it's,
me, that's like, thank you.
It's rude. For like 90% of the women out there, it is a very rude thing. You are, again, are very atypical.
I don't think it's like...
If it's the first thing they say to me, it's like, nice ass. I'm like, I don't... F off. Like, I don't care. I don't care about your comments.
Like, oh, thank you.
Like, again, you are like, very, very atypical. Most women are like, no, stop. Like,
so if they said, nice, I like your pants, is that okay?
Like, for what? Like, I'm wearing black pants. They're not that nice. Like, I know what you're looking at. Like, I know if it, like, if I'm wearing a pair of tie-dye pants.
No, like what, something. No, what if you, like, I have black pants with that like have like designs on the end, or like they're see-through on the end, or they're like kind of cool looking.
Right, exactly.
But like, they're leggings.
Like, what I'm saying, like, if it's something interesting to them, I'm like, okay, I can let that pass, because obviously, like, I'm not going to sit here and try to fight you. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Do you really like my pants, or are you looking at my ass? But if it's something obvious, like I'm just wearing black leggings.
Well, it's
leggings.
Like if you have like a pretty shirt on, but it like pretty much shows your boobs. Like, are you okay if they say nice shirt, even though it's they're looking at your boobs?
Because there's no way to prove that they are not. But when someone says nice boobs or nice butt, like you're not even trying to be subtle, dude.
I just don't. I just think... It doesn't affect me. I feel like if you have nice boobs, if you have a nice butt, that's a good thing in today's society, and in everyone's society. Like, that is a compliment.
You know what else is a compliment?
Girls,
like,
strive
hey,
for that.
You know, it's like, I really like the air about you. Like, you seem like a really cool person. I just wanted to let you know. You have a very confident personality. Like, nobody... It feels like we put more priority into the way we look, and, like, that is the best compliment we can get, as opposed to someone's... The best compliment I ever received is... someone's like, my 9-year-old daughter listens to you on the radio. I'm like, for one, you're a horrible parent. You should let your 9-year-old daughter listen to me because I am filthy. Like, no. I change the radio when you say stuff like that. But I like that she has like a person to look up to listen to that is strong and independent. And she's in there playing with the boys, like playing the game, doing the thing. Like, and that is the best compliment I have ever received.
Yeah, I'm not saying the ass or the boobs is like the best compliment like ever. Like, I think obviously looks in society, especially for females, it's really important. It's for everything, whether we want to admit it or not. So I think you working so hard and or you having boobs or working on your butt or having great hair or whatever, like, I feel like it should all be complimented. But I do agree, like, it's not necessarily the best. Like, if someone says, like, you have a really good energy about you, or like you bright up a room when you walk in, I'm like, wow, thank you, like, that's awesome. Like,
I just think it's not, if I were to hang out with a person, let's say, like, I met him a couple times, we're in a group of friends, like, hey, you know, I just want to say you have a really nice ass, and that, I think it's a little different. But if that's the first thing someone comes up and tells me, I'm like, I don't know you. That makes me think that you're now, like, and maybe I grew up in a different culture in mind, because I had that fear put into me of, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the men around you, because it doesn't matter if they know your family, it doesn't matter if they're even related to you, somebody could do something bad to you. So be aware of sexually aggressive behavior, which I feel like a lot of people, because of this whole Me Too movement, we're seeing in our groups of people that we know, we saw it on Facebook and everything, people that have had horrible things happen to them. So growing up, like, if somebody was very sexually aggressive towards me, I immediately became like, okay. Like, even if I thought they were cool, I'm like, oh, you're really cute. But now I'm worried. Like, because that is the environment I grew up in. Like, I had to be aware of that because I've had bad things happen to me. There is no reason to be that sexually aggressive towards somebody. And also, like, when it comes back,
I just think it's complimenting. Like, I don't look at it. He's not saying, like, oh, I want to stick something somewhere or what. Like, it's just, damn, you have a really nice ass. damn, thank you. Mm. Like, I do my squats and I work out for it. Or like, wow, you have a really good rack. Thanks. I paid $5,000 for it. Damn, you have like really pretty eyes. Thanks. My mom got them for me.
Eyes
like,
are different than boobs and ass.
But like for me, it's
very different. Yeah, a guy's not going to be like, oh yeah, look at those eyes.
But for me, if you say I have a really nice ass, I'm not going to automatically think you want to like rape me or something, or you're going to. That's not like where my mind goes. I just say, thank you for the compliment. Like, that's dope. Leave it at that. Done. That's, if you start touching it or grabbing it, then I'm like, okay, dude, like that's not okay.
It's not an appropriate first compliment. And I am curious to see what dudes listening to this podcast, what they think. Have they made those comments? And do they think it's a big deal? Or even think like, how would you feel as a dude if it was like your sister or your daughter, a random dude comes up and says that to them, like, hey, nice ass. How do you feel about it? Do you still think, oh, it's a compliment? He's complimenting my daughter's ass.
I work hard on my butt, okay? So for me, like, to someone take notice with it, like, I didn't just get this, normally. Like, I work out for this, so... And if I had nice boobs or paid for my boobs, I would be showing them to everyone because I paid so much money for them and they're something I want to show off and be complimented for.
I just need to get you a shirt that says, you can compliment my butt and boobs. It's fine.
All the time. Please do.
I was going to say, 90% of the women out there do not feel that way. So I don't recommend you doing it.
Well, it is considered not all rude. Women are the same, so...
I'm curious, like, let us know if ladies are listening to this or if guys are with their girls. Let us know what you think. Like, if a guy...
Or how do you feel about dress codes, too?
Yeah, I think the whole idea of, like...
I think it's ridiculous.
I think a lot of these dress codes are ridiculous.
If I'm picking up my kid from school or going to... Like, I can dress however the F I want to dress.
Right.
As long as I'm not, like,
I understand
naked.
If they say something like, please don't come in wearing, like, a shirt that says, you know... A tobacco company name or like, because that was one of the rules. Like at school, you weren't allowed to wear like a shirt that says Corona on it.
I got in trouble for Samuel Adams.
Exactly.
I had so much stuff.
Like, I can give that a pass.
Like, I don't even get that. It's an advertisement. Like, I think it's stupid. Like, they're not saying, dumb. Like, I think I'm about to go do all the drugs or something. Like, it just is a beer company. Like, I don't get that.
I even get like the whole, like, if it's something like really. My friend recently started making shirts and she had some really filthy shirts. And I can like, okay, I would be okay with the teacher telling my kid, you can't wear that, because I'm like, why are you wearing that in public?
Maybe if it says something racist or if it says like,
I'll find it. Let me see what you say. I'm not going to say it out here because I cannot say it.
Well, I mean, yeah. How old are we again? Is it like, are we in college or is this like high school?
We're going back and forth. And like the woman was saying high school. Or college students should wear leggings. I'm like, first off, let's teach boys to like keep the hands to themselves.
So it's college.
But then the high school dress code obviously was because of school.
I get high school. I mean, like you're under.
Stop it! Sorry, 18, I keep getting this stupid pop up that won't go away.
I feel like if the parents don't show up, as long as all their private parts are covered, they should be fine. Go in a bikini. Who cares? I wonder what's gonna happen. Do they get fined, do you think, if they do show up?
I think probably get kicked out. I have no idea.
The parents get kicked out or their kids get kicked out too.
So this is what this shirt she's selling.
I love it.
I mean, I think it's funny.
That's hilarious.
But if my high school kid was wearing it,
oh, high school? Oh, they would.
I'd be like, no, that is like, dude, that is not appropriate to wear to school.
It's so funny, though, especially because some people wouldn't know.
It's a type of dumpster. I shall say that. And you guys can figure out what the other word is. But like, I mean, honestly,
I don't think you could wear that in high school. They're like not even like legal.
And I'm like, you are more than welcome to like wear whatever the hell you want to wear in public. But I'm just like, if I see that, I'm like, okay. I was not expecting to see that Shauna shirt today.
I'd be like, what? And I have to like double take it. And I'd be like, right. Yup.
I'm like, that's what that says. I'm like, all right, more power to you.
That's what you are? Okay.
I'm like, that's not what I would wear, but go for it. But yeah, like it was just really.
She'll have dudes lining up.
To treat her
up.
Like a respectable lady. Because when you wear that, guys, only the classiest of
like
guys
a dumpster.
Will talk to you. But apparently, yeah, this one, what it was saying with the school, the parent dress code, it says a letter was sent to parents a day after a local news station reported that a mother was turned away from school after she showed up in a T-shirt dress and a headscarf.
Why is that a bad thing?
And I'm looking at her T-shirt, like she has got her hands down to do even the fingertip.
Oh, yeah, I remember that rule.
And I'm like, the dress fits her finger, like it fits the fingertip rule. So it's like, look, and that's the silly thing. I feel like
a
lot of...
I hope they fought that, because that would be really
probably
annoying.
My thing with... And the thing with the satin caps and bonnets are commonly worn by Black women to protect their hair. So they're thinking this was even, or even like hair scarf, headscarves, they're thinking this is kind of has racial undertones, which is weird because the I think the principal is Black. Anywho.
That's still ridiculous.
It is. It is really silly.
Well, especially like you don't like if you're a mom, you might have like a bunch of other stuff going on. Maybe other kids. You're running right. around. You don't want to have to like have a change of clothes mm-hmm. in your car to change to be able to pick your older kid up. Like that's
right. That's it's ridiculous. A little silly. It's very extra.
Very
it's like,
extra.
Chill the F out. It's like it bugs me. But there was a lot that we talked about, and I'm very curious to hear what you guys have to think. Like, we need your text and voicemails yeah. because, like, Sarah and I are divided on this.
We obviously disagree.
No. No.
No. Hey, Vicky. Nice ass.
I mean, but you know me. You've felt my butt.
I have, actually. We have... And it is quite the nice ass. So if you see Vicky, make say, sure that's the first thing you say to her.
And if you do,
just kidding, you get slapped.
I will punch you in the D. You don't get slapped by me. I can't reach your face. You're getting
honestly,
punched somewhere else.
They'll no, probably like that, to be honest.
Not the way I do it.
Little Vicky punching in the goods.
Punching like straight up so it goes down your throat.
Oh my God. I don't even have one and that hurts. Ugh.
No, it's just there's nothing wrong with being polite, and that is not polite.
There's nothing wrong with complimenting a good booty.
That is not a compliment.
Nice ass is a compliment. I was going to tell this really quick. I went to the gym and this girl had the nicest ass I've ever seen in my life. And I was standing behind her and I was like, oh my God, her butt is so beautiful. And I was like, should I tell her? Like, is that weird?
Did you?
Do you think she'll? No, I got really scared. I got nervous.
Exactly. So that makes you think
I got nervous.
It might not be a good thing to say.
No, because I just didn't want her to like think I'm a weirdo.
Exactly. This is why you don't say it to anybody.
But like, no, because I'm like, I don't know, because it's like, a girl and we're at the gym.
You would think
like, if I was like at a bar, I'd be like, damn girl, you have a nice ass. But I was like at the gym, she's about to work out. Like, I'm going to see her.
There are times where like, it's appropriate like, and there is not.
So if a bar is okay?
If a bar is okay and she's been talking to you and she, you know, makes it feel like you're...
No, if
you're,
I'm walking by a girl at a bar that I'm never going to see again and she was like the
you're
nicest
a girl.
Ass ever.
You're a girl, not a
well,
dude.
Well, if a guy had a nice ass, I
again, you're
win.
A girl. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's weird the other way around. I don't know. Guys, please settle this for us because
yes,
we are divided.
Us.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.